Now, a senior Iranian commander says the Islamic Republic will spare no effort in helping Iraq maintain its territorial integrity and national security. The deputy commander of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, Brigadier General Hossein Salami, made the comment during a meeting with Iraq's defense minister Khalid al-Abadi in Tehran. Salami said Iran is ready to provide Iraqi forces with military training and advice. The general further hailed the Iraqi army for its gains in the fight against the ISIL Takfiri militants. The Iraqi minister said the ISIL terrorist group poses a great threat to the Islamic world and that the Iraqi nation was battling the militants on behalf of the entire Muslim world. Obeidi also criticized the US-led military coalition against the ISIL for its weak performance and approach. For more on this, let's go to Baghdad and talk to Saad al-Mutallabi with the State of Law Coalition. Welcome, sir. Mr. Mutallabi, just how significant has Iran's help and contribution been to Iraq's battle against the ISIL terrorists?
Right from the start, Iran stood by Iraq in its battle with ISIL, in particular with the first days after the fall of Mosul. The defense minister signed a number of agreements with the Islamic Republic on training and supply and cooperation on military endeavors between the two countries. Iran has proved from day one that it stood by Iraq in its battle against ISIL, where the world was watching and driving policies that actually aided and helped ISIL in regaining or gaining some territories in Iraq. In the opposite, where we saw the Iranian forces and Iranian supply stopping the advance of ISIL into the city of Erbil. And it was the first country that provided the KRG, the Kurdistan Regional Government, with military aid and support. And again in the south, where the Iraqi public coalition and support has received a great deal of support from the Iranian side. And that proved very helpful in providing Baghdad with security and clearing all areas surrounding Baghdad from ISIL elements, and provided the public forces to advance on Diyala and in Salah ad-Din, and now closing the areas against ISIL in Anbar province. Right. So the Iranian regime, the Iranian government, was helpful from day one, and we certainly appreciate and hope that this help will continue.
And Mr. Mutallabi, briefly, how do you assess the so-called Western-led alliance against ISIL? How genuine has it been?
Well, on paper, it's very good, but on reality, we see a very, very weak international action against ISIL. Providing something like 5 or 6 airstrikes against the Iraqi Iraqi Air Force, which provide more than 90 attack on ISIL per day. So the really the Western support is more paper support than reality.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Saad al-Mutallabi with the State of Law Coalition from Baghdad. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.